This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Hello, kids.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Dollface. Good afternoon, Timothy. Good afternoon, Joysters. And hi, Damo, sitting to our side. And all of the assistants out there in the Joy. They're not listening, so it doesn't matter.
there's no speaker out there. They're not listening. Hear. They don't it's hear like it. A library.
We can say whatever we want about them,
absolutely.
But we
no one's going to jump in.
How is everyone?
Well, I've been suffering from hay fever since last week, and I thought we need to open the show with
your ailments.
Well, here's the thing, right? I thought, I can't go in there with all this head stuff, so I grabbed an antihistamine before I left, and then I looked and I went, hang on, that's a Finergan. Don't they put kids to sleep?
Oh dear God!
So, like if yes. I just go clonk onto
no.
the desk.
What do you mean?
I'm feeling a little sleepy. That's all I'm going to
say. I had one of them not long ago and was rubbish for about 3 days. So, not right.
Hey, listen, amazing weekend. Lots of things happened.
Lots of things happened.
We've got so much to talk about.
Busy.
Absolutely.
Very busy.
This show is action-packed again because our new producer has gone overboard. We've got lovely people coming in. You know the lovely Sam Woods?
Oh, Sam Wood from The
Bachelor.
The gorgeous
Sam Woods from The Bachelor. He's coming in soon.
We're all a bit excited.
A bit scrummy about that. Dr. Katie Allen, she's going to come in and talk about some really interesting stuff this afternoon.
I can't believe that we're having all these guests. It's amazing. It's like a different show.
It is like a different show.
It's just the three of us for so long looking at each other and talking garbage. We actually have to talk to nice people.
There hasn't been any poo stories or penis stories.
The values have shifted.
I think they have.
Exactly. And a very special interview coming up later on this afternoon with someone who is internationally massive.
Oh, who have we got today?
Can't tell you.
Oh, what
top
do you mean?
Secret. Let's just say there's CIA agents all over the Bourke Street, even as we speak.
We haven't had any of those sort of interviews for a while, have we?
We had Nath Velvo in last week.
We did.
In the studio.
We did, and I'm a little bit jealous because I couldn't make it to the show.
You know how I'm not huge on big comedy shows. I find them a little bit awkward at times. But Tim and I couldn't make it. You were down the coast doing kinesiology and stuff. And
I was ruined after that.
I'm sure we'll hear about that later.
But Tim and I went.
Yes.
And can I just tell you, it was really funny because I was a bit nervous. It's in a place, the Comic Lounge over the other side of town, and it's kind of like it feels like it's never been renovated ever.
No, I don't think it has been, but it doesn't matter. They have fantastic acts.
Yes. Big, interesting food platters that come around.
Yes, and I think that the food menu was probably around the same time as when it was decorated.
But delicious.
Yes.
But the first acts came on and I was like, oh, okay, these are good. They're really good. They were funny. Like,
She was great.
I think by now you have been to enough of our open mic nights to appreciate that there is a difference between where we're at.
There's a definite,
and where
definite leap.
At.
There's a definite leap.
I think that was your hesitation, wasn't it?
I thought it might have just been a little, you know, like the ones that I've been going to over the last little while.
Could I just highlight that I wasn't suggesting that you meant myself or your brother.
You're quite good.
I thought that we were better than that.
Yeah, anyway. You're quite good. Anyway, there was some really funny comedians, and I can't remember the names. Tim, can you?
Nick Cody was one of them.
Cody
was there. He was very funny.
And Tommy Little was great.
He's beautiful to look at. Very fun looking. Yes.
Lovely.
Delicious.
Lovely and funny to listen to.
Your tongue off the floor.
And then Nath was like billed as the highlight.
Yeah,
like
he was
main
the headliner.
Headline act. And I thought, oh, hang on, I saw him years ago and I thought he was good, but I didn't know where it was going to go. Can I tell you, that half an hour was the funniest. Yeah. If you get a chance, people, to go and see Nath Velvo live, that was the funniest half an hour of comedy that I've seen in all my life.
100%. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Very
and
good.
This is you, Judgy Pants. So you've seen something 8 years ago and decided to write him off forever. Haven't you been corrected in your judgment?
First impressions, Dollface.
Mm-hmm.
My first impressions of you weren't very good either.
Never judge a book by its cover.
No, that's exactly right. But all I can say is fantastic. He's really good. We need to get him back in the studio for
Yes, we do.
At some stage.
And as one of our local community, always great to go and support our our rainbow friends.
Yeah, but
our
how funny friends. Was he? He didn't, you know, it was packed with straighty 180s. Like, absolutely. We were probably the only gay guys there. And he didn't, he was talking all, like, just.
It was just his show.
Totally. His show.
It's in his show, it's who he is. And yep. It was, there was no ifs or buts or ooh, do I say this or not? Nah. Like, you
no.
just went
for it. But I think that's what you should good. Do.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law.
There she was, oh, Madge.
And she fell over. As I did yesterday at wakeboarding.
Now, well, tell us about this. You sauntered
well,
off.
Well, I'm into action events for summer. I'm doing new right. things. I'm getting out of the ghetto. I'm going to do.
I want a paddleboard. That's what I want to do.
Yep.
Ooh, adventurous.
Mm. Wow.
That is adventurous for me.
Stand-up paddleboard, you mean?
Stand-up paddleboarding.
Oh, I just thought you meant like kayaking.
No, doll. Stand-up paddleboarding. Wow. That's very adventurous for me.
It is. Anyway the boys said to me, well, let's go wakeboarding. And there's a place down in Carrum Downs, which is a, it has a, if you look at it, it's like a line that goes.
It's a cable.
Cable line that goes right around this, in this sort of.
Pool.
It's not a pool. It's like the waterway man-made thing, man-made lake thing.
Like a lake.
Yeah, so, and then the rope comes around and you get pulled off the side of the wall and then you're off into the whatever. Now, the problem with it is one problem is when I said to Mum, I'm going wakeboarding, and she said, oh, now just remember, you're not as young as the others.
Oh.
Now, that hurt. That hurt, but I was nervous.
Did she tell you look tired at the same time?
Oh, you look tired.
That's the other good one she gets you with all the time.
Do you want some vitamin B? Anyway, so I went with mates and they've done it before. So I was like already feeling a little bit sort of like, yes, I can springboard dive, but I don't know about wakeboarding. And it's not something I've ever done. It's like snowboarding, you know, it's like whatever. I haven't done that either. Hmm. So get down there and there
haven't
is.
Have you ever done snowboarding?
I've never snowboarded. I've skied, but I haven't snowboarded.
God.
Missing out, aren't I?
Well, no, I did my coccyx bone on a snowboard.
Oh, there you go.
So it's not great for everyone. Anyway, back
anyway,
over.
So so like you pay. Tennis. Look, you pay. It's about $90 for 2 hours.
Oh,
right. So it's not.
How
cheap.
Many times do you get?
Here's the thing.
Oh
right?
dear.
So if you get up on the wakeboard and can handle the corner, because it doesn't. It's not like a motorboat when you ski and it sort of goes round gracefully around and you follow the boat. It's a sharp turn.
Yeah, it's a right angle, isn't
so,
it?
Yeah, you have to have a little bit of skill to be able to do it. So it's about 400 metres and then you have a sharp turn, right?
And then no so one tells me flying.
That. Well, I said to the guys, I'm sitting on the side ready to go and waiting for the rope. I said, have you got any tips for me? He goes, just don't fall off because it's a long way tip. Back, right?
Oh,
so,
dear.
So you've got to walk back to the start if you
oh,
come
no.
off the thing, right? So the first, I've got it on video and I'll put it on our Facebook page.
Yes,
the first
yes.
one, he said, just turn your thing and don't sit back or don't hold your hands out here and whatever. And so the rope came and it went poof, through and I pulled me up and I face planted like literally.
Do you think it's because you hear put your hands here, whatever? Do you think because you're just hearing whatever and you don't pay attention to the rest of the instructions
yeah.
no,
that
no.
maybe you've just gone maybe. Face planted?
Maybe,
I'd be fairly certain to say the instruction never said whatever.
No.
That's his listening.
That's what I'm
whatever.
Saying.
His
so
mouth
I'm,
going,
I'm
whatever.
Thinking, is that the problem so that we've got? In his head, all you hear is blah, blah, blah.
Mouth
blah, 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 you're moving, whatever.
There's a million.
Be fine.
Can I just get back to the story, please? There's a million hot tradies there, right, who literally do nothing but
Where
wakeboarding.
Was my invite?
They started skateboarding. They did wakeboarding. They've done every boarding you can possibly ever imagine. And they're all on the side waiting to go. And I've just flat face planted not even 5 metres. I reckon it was 2.5 metres from the
Heaven.
Side. And I come up and I went, gee, the water's cold. And they're all looking at me like, you are such a loser. How did you?
Why
how did that happen?
Was I not invited to
there
this?
Was 4-year-old children getting up and doing it, right? And so I'm
it's
like,
easier when you fall,
yeah.
though,
Yeah, yeah. But the problem with it is
I was centre of gravity.
So I did get up on the next go, but I had to wait 20 Ooh. Minutes to go again. I got up and I heard a yay from people, right? Because I didn't think I was going to do it. Anyway, so then I went 300 metres and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I've got a real knack for this. And then the thing goes woof off to the side and I went woof and face planted again, right? So I'm like, oh, okay. So then I had to walk all the way back and then I had to stand in a queue.
So you really, you had to walk 300 metres back is what you're saying because that's as far as you
got. 400 metres.
It's like, not a real long way.
Size
though,
of the MCG. It's about the size of the MCG. It's about that. Right? So then I walked back.
Just
anyway,
like
I had
he doesn't even listen to his own stories.
I had, had to stand in line again with hot tradies who have wakeboarded forever. And then I got up again and did it and got to where the turn is and face planted again. right? And so then I walk back and the guy goes, oh, yeah, no, your time's up. That was 2 hours. I got, two goes for $90. It cost me $45 a go for 300 metres. I was on the board for a minute.
That was like... No, that
I had
was
one
like,
minute.
That was like when we went to that smash room thing and we were out of there in less than a minute and it was like $90.
Look, I'm happy to do these newfound things. And,
but they're expensive.
Really expensive.
It seems like rather than testing out new adventures, you're just finding out ways to waste money.
Yes,
that's very
true. It feels like it is. I just want to know. But
the good thing is we won't follow in your footsteps because we would prefer to keep the $90.
My goal is now is just to get around the corner. That's it. That's
You're going a simple back.
I'm going back.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to conquer this thing.
Committed.
And there's hot tradies there.
So. I'll do the driving if you like. I'll come down.
Oh, that leery old arm just sitting on the side.
Listen. A woman is not a camel. It's been a very long year.
One of our favourite times of the show each Monday is talking to our lovely friends from Glow Show, which is follows us, has a bigger audience. They're just fabulous people.
They're probably a little bit...
Gabby and our Rainbow Wiggle.
Hello, Rainbow Wiggle Will.
Wiggle, why are you so brown? What's going on there?
I was invited out for a coffee the other day and it was just sunny and I was just out there and he was a lovely fella too, by the way. And we were just out there talking and the hours went by and next minute I got sunburned. So.
Oh, lovely. Well, not a bad way to do it though. You're going to get burned.
Listen, I was going to say that you're more intelligent than us, but I got rudely cut off. Now I'm going to say slip, slop, slap, Will. Slip, slop, slap. It's early in the year. You don't need to get burnt.
I know. Well, lovely that you by surprise.
Lovely
that
you, what, dates or
well, that too.
Sunburn.
Well, yeah, sunburn.
Well, listen, Gabby's not here today and I miss her because I love her.
I'm missing her too at the moment.
Well, I miss her because she keeps coming in with things that you've accidentally put your foot in your mouth. And have you got anything like that lined up today?
No, nothing today.
Oh, damn. That's becoming my favourite part of our show.
What are you talking about on the show?
I'm a bit apprehensive actually coming in today. I thought something might be coming back my way. But
It will eventually.
Oh, yes, we haven't got round to that.
When you least expect it. What are you talking about on the show tonight?
Sakaza. Well, actually known as Sakaza. Sorry, known as Kaza.
Like those crickety things in the bush. Yeah. The ones that make the sound. Oh, no, the cicadas.
We've got Donovan Pill coming in.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
From the Southeast Centre Against Sexual Assault. So probably a little bit of a heavier one tonight. But
more interesting and more intelligent. Shush, over there.
But look, we're going to be talking about the services they provide, what happens if you suffer with sexual assault and how to contact them. And, yeah, that's all we know at the stage, so... Yeah.
Starting to think it was a bad idea that you come in and promote your show on our show because we can't even have the newsreaders in here because we can't be trusted. These are serious topics.
They are serious topics, but sometimes you need to put a little bit of light.
Look at you trying to paint a rainbow.
Well, we've got the Rainbow Wiggle with us.
We do.
And anything else on the show tonight?
No, that's it. We're just... see what they have to say and just learn a little about some of the services they provide and some of the challenges that they face. And
fantastic.
And, yeah, what to do and, you know, obviously we won't have any stories but...
Do you have music? You know, I haven't listened for... You did have music for a bit though, didn't you?
No.
No, okay.
Never had music.
Must be someone else's show.
Yay! You sure managed to do it again. There's no doubt about the listening.
Oh, there's so many shows. There's like 4,000 shows here at Joy.
How many Glow shows are there?
I thought they'd play like Glow police music and stuff.
We do at the start.
You do that.
Theme song
I thought you might just play some, like, you know, armed forces music, you know. I don't know.
No, you are on your own. Tim and I are out.
So I didn't need to set anything up today. He just did it himself. So.
Yeah, that is becoming my favourite section.
Okay.
Anyway.
Good chat.
Great.
Good chat.
Thanks for coming in, Will.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you for having me.
Give our love to Gabby and, wish you all the best with the show tonight.
Thanks, guys.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Wasn't it a long, hard winter? And now we're here and it's
I know. And it's
amazing.
Almost like you've forgotten about how vile the weather was for 5 months, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Now, really, really, really
you two
cold.
Want to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race.
Now, listen.
Is that right?
I'm not sure whether I've said this on this show because for a very long time, Timothy.
It's true.
Our lovely
Can I just
colleague
say before
in
you
here,
get in the, into
our
this.
Our family member by another name.
I've had a Finergan. I might sleep during this segment.
Okay,
is
you
that
didn't
okay?
knock yourself
your
out.
I
really Stop being
don't.
So.
Care.
Yeah, no, well, I didn't either. But for all of you at home, RuPaul's Drag Race, if you have thought about it and you haven't got there yet, start in season 4. Very good advice from Tim. And I'm obsessed.
Uh-huh.
It is the greatest show on television.
Now, for those of you listening that are fans of the show, you would never have heard us talk around RuPaul's Drag Race because I bring it up to crickets, right? These guys were absolutely not having it, like Dean still is.
No, I was not having it. I was resisting.
No, I've seen enough drag queens. Okay, fine. That's fair enough. I get it. This is different. You don't understand. It's different.
It's different. Is it different? And it's so different.
And it's so amazing. Good.
It's so good. It's like watching a big hug.
Oh.
I love it. Makes me really happy. Yeah, Fenergan head, go to sleep.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah. Zone out. Have a nap. Snore away.
The outfits are amazing.
Well, tell me.
Let's dive into it, shall we? Tell me what's so brilliant.
Well, for one, I would like to say that I think it's absolutely hilarious, the things that RuPaul makes them do.
Absolutely.
Like the trials that they go through.
And the challenges.
Are very humiliating at times and they're hysterical to watch.
And broadcast to the world to see.
And broadcast to the world to see. Like, it is just...
Haven't sold me. What else is in a box of tricks?
You have to get involved. You have to watch it because there's these sayings that happen every episode which you just start looking forward to.
Oh, right.
Yes.
And the drag queens themselves, you get a whole new perspective on what's involved.
I'll tell you what I'll do for you lot, right? If we get 10 messages right now from people who love RuPaul's Drag Race.
Just 10.
I will spend the whole weekend watching season one.
No, don't do that.
No. Oh. Season four. You're going to
start
with
four.
Yeah.
Season four of this show because actually, I'm feeling nauseous. That's how I felt, but I'm in there. If we get 10 people sending through a message now on 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au, I will watch the whole season next weekend.
I love that.
I love this challenge.
And then I'll talk about it Monday.
For those of you who like it at home, listen, it's just lighthearted, nothing serious in it, but it's gorgeous and it makes you just feel happy at the end of it.
For me, there is this beautiful element of our community that... there is a hand around the shoulders. Like, it is a hug for each other, right?
Yes.
The community. However, God, they're bitchy to each other.
Oh, yeah, now, dreadful.
Fights and
so nasty. Stock standard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's fabulous.
But it really is a journey and a coming of age story for each of them.
Wow.
And for those of you who have sort of maybe have seen RuPaul just occasionally or what, you need to actually, she is amazing and very, very funny. So, I'm 100% in, Tim.
Yep. 2 feet.
There you go.
Well, not one message has come through
yet. Not
yet.
Oh, hang on. Here we go. What's wrong with you clicking?
I don't know. My clicking.
Watch RuPaul's Drag Race. It is life changing.
Yeah. Oh.
And if somebody
Andrea.
And if somebody out there thinks there is a better season for Dean to start on,
let us know.
Just let me know.
Let us know because I'm very, very happy. This is
quite a challenge because there's how many episodes in the season?
60. What? I'm just kidding.
No, there's not. No.
Poke my eyeballs out. Okay, we need 10. I've got one so far. I'm not sold on it. I don't see everyone just cramming for their phones going,
but it's 4:40. They're all either getting in cars or trying to go to the train station.
We'll go to another song and we'll see what happens when we come back. Joining me now in the Joy Studios is the First Lady of the United States of America, Melania Trump. Good afternoon and welcome to Joy.
Good afternoon, Homo Radio person.
Melania, your husband has now been in power nearly 2 years.
Actually, it is 1 year, 267 days, 7 hours, 10 minutes and 35 seconds. But who's counting?
It must have been quite a journey in that time for you.
The hardest part, we just tried to adjust from gold digging role to First Lady Flower of the World.
There's a lot of people who say that you're not coping with the role with the strain that shows on your face.
That's very funny. When I was supermodel, my squinty blue steel look was Hot Topic. That look of I'm going to whip you then urinate on you won me the front cover of many publications, but now I'm First Lady, married to the most powerful Oompa Loompa in the world. Now Macam make love to me look is apparently stress and unhappiness. I cannot win.
Stormy Daniels, the stripper who claims to have had sex with your husband and offered hush money, has now released a book. And in it, she describes your husband's private parts as smaller than average, with yeti pubes and a huge mushroom head that looks like the character in Mario Kart. How does that make you feel?
She is right about the size. It is like throwing a tic-tac up a hallway. But yeti pubes, no. It's comb-over style, like his big head. And it looks like Mario Kart? No. More like the MR Todd out of Wind in the Willows.
Melania, that's about all we have time for today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Pardepuff. I must go. Donald just tweeted about wanting a sexy night with me. And you know what they say. Put a tic-tac in your mouth and get a bang out of life.
Murphy's Law, the only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
I think we said the end of the hour.
No, we actually didn't say anything like really? That. We said the end of the show. Tim and I both said end of the show.
Our producer, can I get a nod? Did we say 10 messages to the end of the hour?
He was doing a Dean Murphy special, wasn't listening. So,
right. Okay, so how it works.
So that doesn't help. But no, we can get Gabby from the Glow Show to bring in a recording of it.
Oh, sure. She would have everything, wouldn't she? Because she has all the recordings.
So for those of you who have just joined in, we've decided that Dean Murphy really is missing out. Because he's not been watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
And you're trying
this
to sell
me on
it.
This is like when I couldn't stand Madonna for years and now I jumped on board. Yeah. I do change my mind.
Okay, there are messages coming through. This one came through from Pete.
It said, I just came into that conversation halfway through, but is someone acting like they've never heard of RuPaul's Drag Race? Mm. It defines a generation of gay TV culture. Mm. And then it says Shangela was robbed, but I don't know what that means.
No.
I do, and that's okay.
Okay.
I disagree, but that's okay.
This one came through from Simon.
I'm tempted to vote for you to watch Drag Race just to be mean. I've never watched it myself and probably never will, but that doesn't mean I don't want you to suffer.
What kind of spiteful person are you, Simon?
I think I love you, really, Simon.
You'd make me sit through, how many episodes are there, 9 in a season?
Oh, I don't know.
Sure take it.
40 minutes each?
There's a lot of those, I don't know.
What? And how long do they go for? 40 minutes, half an hour. Oh, my God. Okay. This one came through from
very thrilling.
Marky Mark.
I've never seen an episode, but I think it's a great idea that you watch them all for me, then debrief me so I can understand the lingo and know what I'm missing. Bless your cotton socks.
So here's the peeps trying to, they want you to educate them, Dean, because they look up to you so much.
That's not the way you go, I thank you for you looking up to me and respect you.
No, you too.
Like that. Oh yeah,
we really is that right? Is that when
really
we've got
look up to you, Dean?
So we've had no penis stories or poo stories, but we've got farting sounds.
Yeah.
All right, Frank from
we
Canada.
Love that. Hi, Murphys. We even watched Drag Race in Canada. Very entertaining.
Whatever. And this Mark from Dandenong.
Yes, the only reality show I enjoy watching and hang for every year is RuPaul's Drag Race. I spent some time living in LA. It was a weekly excuse to get together every Monday for a Monday drink. And I've got to say, some of those, that could be a drinking game. Yep. Not that we're encouraging that, drink responsibly, but you could.
But I also think it's one of those programs that you could get your gaggle of friends together, and if you're all 2 feet in, it would be a great night.
Great night.
Yeah.
Right.
Still not sold on it, and still need two more people to send through
so
messages.
We're at 8, so people get cracking.
No, feel free to not participate. Feel free to not send anything.
Oh, that's a great way to engage with the listeners. Hey, tune out. Don't listen to us. Why don't you just change the station?
Maybe go to Kate and Hughesy right now. Go to Kate and Hughesy.
Oh, yeah, great.
Like
Let's get them to turn over.
Go on, off you go.
This is great. Damien's having a heart attack, and so am I.
Up next hour, people, we have some really good stuff. Really great stuff, actually.
Oh, well, they won't hear it because they're not listening.
No, you'll be on Nova or someone like that. Shut up. We've got Sam Woods coming in.
Oh,
now,
my
he's
God.
Beautiful. Dude. It's a visual thing. What?
It's just wood.
It's woods.
Yeah, no, it's wood. Sam Wood. It's wood.
All right. I was too busy looking at the physique.
Yeah. No,
to worry
okay.
about the name.
We all have that
previous.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
But that's okay. Yeah. But I just thought we better get that right before he actually arrives.
I'm sure that if I apologise to him, if he's listening to the car right now, I'm sure that we can make
sure
up for that.
I'm sure that's, yes, the case.
Okay, let's just go to a song. Yeah, it looks like I'm spending time on the couch watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes, it does. Congratulations and welcome.
Yes, what an exciting weekend.
Trevor says,
bring me back.
Trevor says
my
this.
My girls. Trevor says, Dean, you're truly missing out. I've watched every episode multiple times and you have to join Tim and Anna on the RuPaul train.
Yeah, not thrilled about it. Adrian sent this one through.
I was not into it, but my partner made me watch it and it's quite funny. But I don't go out of my way to watch it.
Can I get really drunk while I watch this?
You go right
you
ahead.
Probably should.
You do probably
you,
need doll. To, wouldn't I? This one came through from Justin.
Dean, don't watch Drag Race. It's complete strangers insulting each other.
That's
that
what I think. I can
behavior.
Go to any club in Melbourne and do
should
that at a
be
bar.
Kept
well, unless you're now no.
Family.
And this one came through from someone.
Not only do you have to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, but you also need to watch RuPaul's Drag Race untucked straight after.
Oh, yeah, great. Okay, yeah, thrilled. Yay. And I'll talk about it on Monday.
Yay.
Yeah, because I'll be so hooked.
So excited.
You will be.
Yes. Don't you know you drive me crazy?
That's right. It's that time of a Monday afternoon. We love to head out to the roads, don't we? This is my birthday edition.
Oh, great. Rock
it
out.
Birthday tomorrow. The colder outbound.
No one knew.
There is no information available, so that's a bit disappointing, like my age tomorrow. Eastern outbound is going as quick as the years at 12 minutes. Prince's outbound has got really slow, like my metabolism, at 14 minutes. And the Monash outbound has almost stopped completely, like my biological clock at 54 minutes. And that's your birthday edition.
That's the best one ever. I love that. I love that.
Did I happen to mention that I'm going to see T-Swizzle in November in Sydney?
Well, look, you have mentioned that before, yeah. And I'm very jealous, but I'm on hold. I'm a standby for a heavily pregnant woman. So she's going in for a Caesar 2 days after, and she's like, can you be my backup? Because if I really don't feel like I can cope with the crowds, can you take
the
ticket?
How can you induce that pregnancy?
The thing is...
Isn't there something you can throw in their drinks?
No, but what we thought it would be really good if she had the baby at Taylor Swift, and then Taylor Swift write a song about the baby, and then we all get free tickets forever.
And there was a lady in the crowd with afterbirth.
I'm not loving that idea.
I'm not loving that song.
Nor that song.
Traffic for Melbourne.
Wow. It's that time of the afternoon.
Wow.
Where we head out to the road.
I love how she cracks herself
for
up.
Your traffic. I do. I entertain myself a lot. Yeah. The Eastern Freeway outbound is a hot chili in your pants at 12 minutes. You just got in trouble for talking over. Hush. Shush your face. Monash outbound is like looking at a drop pie. It's that disappointing at 53 minutes. Prince's Freeway outbound is like trying to push down dry toast after a big night at 14 minutes. And the Westgate Freeway outbound has a red dot, so that can't be good. But you get to listen to us for another 30 minutes, so aren't you lucky? That was traffic. The Dressmaker, the musical.
And we were like, oh, you know, what about the first person that sends through who the main actress was? What was that? Kate Winslet?
Oh, don't.
Winslet.
But we did have an interview with a particular person before, Sam Wood.
We did, Sam Wood.
And we would like to know, first person through can tell us which episode, not episode,
which series.
Series of The Bachelor he was on will win the tickets. It's that easy.
It's that easy. Oh.
Time for this. Love it. Love it.
Here we go.
Can you feel it?
I can.
Oh, yes. Last man standing. Amazing. Great game. Lots of fun for us.
Lots of fun.
It's probably anyone else out there enjoying it.
A little annoying for everyone.
We love it.
Let us know if you don't like
it. What is the score, Timbo?
Yes.
Am I winning?
So it's about 8.
Yes.
7 or
okay.
Something.
Okay. We'll go with 8-7. We can go back through the files, so it takes too long. 8-7, I'm happy with that.
No one's counting at home.
Let's give it a whirl.
I think that you actually won the last one, Anna.
Did I?
I think
I'm
you might
say
have.
Yes.
Okay,
I don't,
great. Well, we're going to kick it off with you then.
Right.
You'll be our team lead. Let's go. Today's topic is famous siblings in the entertainment industry.
The Hemsworths.
Julie Roberts and her brother.
Fair enough. The Osbournes.
Hang on. But
Patrick. What's his name?
Oh, there is one?
He is.
Okay, sorry.
I said the Osbournes.
Donnie and Marie.
That's who I'm saying.
Oh, who are you saying? No, I thought you meant, what's his name? No,
Marie,
I thought you meant like Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, well, whatever.
Oh, well, Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay. Yeah. The Kardashians.
Why? There's a million.
Yes. Oh, congratulations.
I am the champion. Hurrah. Ooh. May the best
I couldn't
woman
get Emilio Estevez
win
in there.
Well, no wonder. Oh. That's a nail twister, isn't it?
Wow.
But I love that you always think of them after the game.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
It's always great.
Thank
Tim,
you very much.
Tim, you just missed my RuPaul.
Oh, sorry, what?
I said, and may the best woman win.
Oh, yay. Thank and I can't wait to watch all those episodes on the weekend.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Judd, and this is Postcards for White Privilege. This week on the show, I talk about what it's really like to be Australia's most famous WAG. I'll take you through the trials and tribulations of being that person, the one every woman wants to be like and every man wants to be with. I'll also talk with one of my best friends who is an Instagram influencer, which basically means she has thousands of followers but absolutely no money. With so many followers, she's invited to the opening of an envelope, but it's so broke, she has to reuse her own tampons. I have over 693,000 Instagram followers, but I really don't need any of them, as I became the woman I am, riding on the success of my famous football husband, Juddy. We'll also take a look at where underprivileged people on only $100,000 a year go for holidays and what it's like to travel economy class with three kids on a budget airline. That's this week on Postcards for White Privilege. I'm Rebecca Judd.
Murphy's Law, take the gay brother and the straightest sister and let them loose on air? No way. Joy 94.9.
I shouldn't really do it for myself, should I?
No, because some little person's got a little birthday tomorrow.
Well, I like that you say little, but it's not really that little, is it?
No. Then someone else has a birthday, it's you.
It's me.
Yeah.
What? Who are we? What?
I don't know.
I don't really understand. But, here we are.
There we go.
My birthday song. Yes, it is my birthday tomorrow and I'm very excited.
We didn't really do anything on the show for your birthday. Normally we do.
Well, we're doing this.
Yeah, I know, this is good. Yeah. This is great. This will see us out.
It is also the world's longest intro to a song, so sorry about that.
That's okay. Yeah. It's totally fine.
We've got time
Thank you
very
much.
What do you want for your birthday this year, Dom?
Just happiness and peace for all.
And what do you really want?
What do you really want?
What I really, really want? Look, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just, see the people.
Are we throwing a birthday party for you on the weekend?
Yes, we are.
Is everyone invited?
Well, yes, they are.
Let's not say the address.
But we're going
it's
to,
only a little place.
A Star Is Born on Wednesday night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes, and tomorrow night family dinner, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to make you buy me breakfast. Well, I can't believe I really haven't harped on it as much as usual.
And you really do make it a whole week-long affair, don't you?
Oh, no, oh, yeah. Month. Yeah. Go, no, go to
month. Month.
Yeah, look, yeah. Well, basically it's just an excuse for bad behaviour.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes.
That's enough.
I love that.
That's probably enough.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good.
Oh, that's great. Well, I don't have anything else to say.
No, I think it's great. Look, I wish you all the best for your birthday, Anna Murphy. You've had a big year, and people out there in radio land don't understand what you've been through this year.
No.
Oh, well, they've heard a lot of stories, but...
Hasn't been fun.
No, well, there's been stuff happened that you've come through, yes.
Excited to celebrate your last year that you've been amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's exactly correct. Yes, I'm very excited to see
all the peeps. What song would you like? Probably the one we've got
the
up next.
The one that we're going to try my love from Dr. Pancake.
Okay.
I can't see that.
No, let's do the one that we have loaded in the system. What about that one?
See ya.
This was.
Yes, the greatest. I'm the greatest.
There is.
All right, okay. Yeah, cool. I feel like I've let you down, Dolly.
Well, what?
Well, because we were so busy with guests and people and things and whatever going on.
I forgot.
I didn't forget your birthday, but we sort of put it on the back burner. You've had one message from a guy named Tim that said, "Happy birthday, Anna."
Thanks.
Now, normally we're inundated. Normally we have thousands of people sending messages through.
It's fine. They're like that old trollop we've been saying happy birthday to her for years, and she's still going on about that. Well, I am actually, because I think any day above ground is a good day.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we need to thank a whole bunch of people. Damien, our producer, has done an awesome job today getting all the celebrities and guests and people and whatever. So big claps to him.
And also Tom, our podcaster,
has joined us this afternoon, dropped in to say hello.
In the studio.
Make sure you check out the podcast every week. If you miss the whole show, you get the really good bits without all the waffle crap.
So it goes for about 2 minutes 30. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. But he does a great job. Make sure you check it out. And it's on iTunes and it's on the Joy website as well. So,
and why wouldn't you want to listen to us over and over again? This is my question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's it from us. Yeah. So that's it. We're done. We're done. Ciao.
Joy
94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.